Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we look at Daf Beis, the first Daf of Maseches Shavuos, we will notice that it is in effect a compilation of all of the Mishnayos that are germane to the first perek. So that as we read the Mishnah, which is in this case a lengthy one, covering all of Daf Beis Omid Aleph and Beis Omid Beis, we will realize that the details of the Mishnah will be explained throughout the course of the perek. As we open up the Mishnah, we've broken down the first couple lines into four sections. They have in common the numbering of Shtayim Shein Arba, two, which are four. What the meaning of two, which are four, we will see that two of the items are written in the Mikra, and the additional ones are derived through drushas. Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Within the realm of Shavuos Bitui, Shavuos that a person, oaths that a person takes, there are two which are written in the Mikra based on the pasuk of Lehora Olehetiv. Those are of a future nature. Shein Arba, which are four, because we're going to include past tense Shavuos as well. Future would be I will eat, or I swear that I will not eat. Shein Arba would be that I ate in the past, or I did not eat. Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. With regard to the realm of becoming impure and then subsequently encountering the Beis HaMikdash or Korbanos, there are two basic offenses which have two more that are attached to it. These details will be explained much more extensively in the Gemara itself. If we look at Rashi at this point, though, we will notice Yediyas HaTumah, Chiyuv Korban Oilo V'Yored, the obligation of bringing a fluctuating price Korban based on one's income level, Machmas Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Haksuva Eitzel Shavuos Bitui, Oy Nefesh Ki Siga V'Chulei, that's a reference to a posuk in Vayikra Perek Hei, posuk Beis, V'Alfinon B'Pirkin She'en HaKosav Medabriel B'Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, that pasuk is derived in this perek as a reference to encountering tuma with regard to the Beis HaMikdash and Korbanos. Shenichnas b'shoigeg l'mikdash achar tuma zu hoy ochal basar kodesh, that he, after encountering impurity, he then went into the Beis HaMikdash or he ate Korbanos, sacrificial meat. What does the idea of Shtayim Shem Arba have to do with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav? So if one continues in the Rashi, you will see the explanation. We continue with the Rashi, Shtayim Shem Arba, Shtayim Ksivi, the two are written. The Pasuk says, V'ne'alam mimenu v'hu tomei. V'ne'alam means it was hidden from him that he was tomei. Mashmash in his alma mimenu tuma, that it was hidden from him, namely he forgot that he was Tomei, V'aldei Oysu Helam, and in that state of lack of awareness, Ochal Kodesh, he ate sacrificial meat, Harei Achas, that's an example of one, Oy Shenichnas L'Mikdash, Harei Shtayim, or in that state of lack of awareness of the Tumah, he then entered the Beis HaMikdash. That accounts for two of the four that the Mishnah referred to. Why is the term, Rashi explains, the term yedios used? Because the individual we're discussing knew yoda, he knew that he had been tomei and then forgot. Shehen arba, what is that? What are the extra two? Up till this point, we described a fellow who forgot, he knew and then forgot that he was tomei. And then did one of two things, either ate sacrificial meat, namely he knew he was eating a korban, but he just didn't know that he had been tomei, or he knew this was the Beis HaMikdash, he just forgot that he was tomei. Shein arba, yesh l'rabois min ha-mikro, Rashi goes on to say, oid shnei chiyuvim, helem kodesh vehelem mikdash, v'zocher hu es hatuma. This would be the mirror image of what we had before, whereby he knew the entire time that he was tamei. He just happened to forget that what he was eating was sacrificial meat, or happened to forget that this was the Beis HaMikdash that he was entering. That would be an additional two. Continuing in the Mishnah, the third example, Yitzias HaShavas Shtayim Shehen Arba. With regard to the Meleches Shabbos known as Hoitzah, that's transferring an item from a private domain to a public domain, or vice versa. So there are two chiyuvim, which eventually become four. And Rashi goes through the details of that. One can look into the Rashi for further details. Marois negoyim shnayim shehen arba. Within the realm of negoyim, which are it's a form of skin discoloration that results in a tumah label. The discoloration is in terms of whiteness, and the Mishnah mentions that there are two basic forms of whiteness, se'es and baheres, and each one of them has a derivative of white level. That's learned from the posik that uses the term sapachas. So you have two basic, intense levels of whiteness, and then two subsidiary realms. One subsidiary to the baheres form, and one subsidiary to the se'es form. The Mishnah at this point focuses on the issue of tumah. Even though the Mishnah opened up with Shavuos, it doesn't immediately detail the issue of oaths, but skips to the second example that the Mishnah featured in its opening lines. It focuses now on the issue of impurity with regard to the Mikdash and Kadoshav and sacrifices. Before going further in the Mishnah, let's glance at the side. We have a Nosei Mivneh heading that means a topic and structural note. We'll be using a double line throughout the next section of the Mishnah that features korbonos shonim, different types of korbonos sacrifices, hamachaprim al matzovim shonim betumas mikdash v'kadoshav, that serve to atone for different situations within the realm of tumas mikdash, the impurity with regard to the Beis HaMikdash and Kodosh of Sacrifices, Kegoyim. And we'll be using lettering as we go on in the Mishnah to describe these different categories. Aleph, Yediyah B'tchila V'sof, a person who knew that he was Tomei and then experienced a situation where he forgot and then recounted later on that he was Tomei. That's Yediyah b'tchila u'basof. Then there's another situation, Yediyah b'tchila v'lo basof, a person who knew he was tomei, forgot, and then we don't see him recalling at all that he had been tomei. Yediyah b'soif v'lo b'tchila, where a person was informed only later on, or realized only later on, that he had become Tomei but didn't know at the outset. Ein, and fourth category, Ein Yediyah, Lo Betchila V'lo B'Sof. A person is simply unaware of his having encountered Toma altogether. For these different situations, we have different korbanos that the Torah presents to deal with these situations. As we now turn back to the Mishnah, Es Shiesh Bo Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yediyah B'Sof, V'Helem Beintayim. We've written in between the lines the expression Yesh Yesh. The line just above this, you can see at the beginning of the line, means there is Yediyah at the beginning and there is Yediyah Basof. Harei Zeh Ba'Oila V'Yored. That is atoned for by the Korban Chatos, that is Oila V'Yored, means a fluctuating price Korban that the individual himself brings. Yesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'ein bo yediyah b'sof, that we used in our short notation, yesh ein, meaning at the beginning there was yediyah. A person knew he had encountered tumah but then forgot, and in the meantime he has not yet recounted that he had a tumah issue, and in the meantime ate a korban or went into the Beis Mikdash. Soyer hanase b'fnim ve'yoyim hakipurim toile. The Sor Hanasa Bifnim is a reference to the goat offering that's featured during Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself, the Mishnah says. Toila means it creates a sense of suspension whereby he has an interim form of atonement. Ad She'ivoda Loi Yovi B'Yoi L'Viroid. The Mishnah says that this suspension or temporary form of atonement works for him until he discovers that he had been Tomei, and then he'll bring his personal fluctuating price Korban Chatos depending on his income level. Ein bo yediyah b'tchila aval yesh bo yediyah b'sof. Soyer hanase b'chutz b'yom ha-kippur mechaper. For this situation, where there was no original knowledge of Tumah and only post facto the person became aware that he had been Tomei, he receives atonement through the Soyer Hanase B'chutz. This is a reference to a goat offering whose blood is not brought into the Heichal and Kodesh HaKodeshim, but rather it's processed in the Azara. That Korban, Soyer Hanase B'chutz, atones V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, in addition to the day of Yom Kippur. That serves to atone for situation Gimel, which was Ein Yesh. No Yediyah at the beginning, but Yediyah only at the end, post facto. Shinemar, the posuk that indicates this, says Milvad Chatas HaKippurim. Alma Sheze Mechaper, Ze Mechaper. That which the internal Korban Soyer Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, so to the external Soyer Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. Ma HaPnimi Ein Mechaper Ela Al Dover Sheyesh Bo Yediyah. Just like the Pnimi, the internal Soyer goat offering, which is a reference to the goat offering whose blood was sprinkled in the Heichal, just like that is effective as an atonement for a situation where there had been some situation of yediyah, of knowledge, of awareness of the tumah. Af hachitzayin ein mechaper ela al dover sheyesh bo yediyah. So to the external goat offering is mechaper for a tumah situation where there had been some knowledge. Of course, the Mishnah presents them as different, as atoning for different situations, but what is common to both situations is that there was knowledge at some point. Now, there's another category, the fourth category, the al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof, which we call ein, sa'irei horigolim u'si'irei roshei chodoshim mechaprim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. For a person that may have encountered Tumah, but he's just totally unaware of it, the holiday offerings and the Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the Jewish month, of the Jewish calendar month, a special Rosh Chodesh offering is brought. The goat offerings of Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for those situations. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Si'irei Horigolim mechaprim, avalo Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim. He agrees on the kapora capacity, the atonement capacity of the holiday goat offerings, but not with regard to the Rosh Chodesh goat offerings. The Alma Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim mechaprim. Well, according to Rabbi Shimon, then, what does the Rosh Chodesh So'ir atone for? Al Hator She'ochal Es Hatome. A person who was himself pure, Tahor, that he ate sacrificial meat that had become Tome. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Hasi'irin Kaporosun Shove Al Tumas Mikdash Vekodoshov. According to Rabbi Meir, all the Musaf goat offerings have a common atonement capacity for Tumas Mikdash Vekadosha. Hoya Rabbi Shimon Omer, Si'irei Roshei Chodoshim Mechaprim Al Hator She'ochal Es Hatomei. The beginning of the month goat offerings are mechaper, atoned for a person who was Torah that consumed korbonos that were themselves tomei. Vishel regolim, the holiday seirim, mechaper alma she'ein bo, al she'ein bo yedia, loy betchila velo besof. Vishel yom hakipurim, mechaper al she'ein bo yedia betchila, aval yesh bo yedia besof. Omru lo, the Chachomim said to or asked Rabbi Shimon, Mahu shiyukruvu ze boze. What is your opinion with regard to offering the korban set aside for one of these dates and it being offered on another date, on the one of the other dates? Amar lahen yikrivu. He says, let it be offered. In other words, if you have a so'ir Rosh Chodesh, and it for whatever reason wasn't offered on Rosh Chodesh, and you now have it available to offer on one of the holidays, he says, let it be offered on the holiday. Amru lo, ho'il de'ein kaparoson shave, heich kravin ze bozeh. He says, once you've already established that they don't atone for the same things, in other words, the Rosh Chodesh Soyer is not mechaper for the same thing, for the same situation that the holiday Soyer is mechaper for, how can you say that you can offer a Rosh Chodesh Soyer on a regel, on one of the holidays? Amar lahem, so Rabbi Shimon answers, Kulon boyin lechaper al tumas mikdosh v'kadoshav. It is sufficient that they have in common that they serve to atone for matters of impurity with regard to the Beis HaMikdash and Korbanos, even though on a detailed level they are mechaper for different situations, but they have in common that they atone for Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishmo. Mishmo means in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Si'irei Roshei Chodoshim Mechaprin Al Hator She'ochal Es Hatomei Moisif Aleihem Shorigolim She'mechaprin Al Tohor She'ochal Es Hatomei Ve'al She'ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'tchila V'lo B'sof. Notice with our markings we've dotted, underlined the expression Moisif Aleihem. In other words, we're going to see a build-up effect. The Si'irei Rosh Chodeshim having the most limited atonement capacity. The Regolim, the holiday Seirim having a greater or more inclusive atonement capacity. That's why we've also noted Aleph and Beis, that not only are they mechaber for Torah Shochas Atomic, which is what the Sirei Rishei Chadoshim were mechaber for, but they have an added atonement capacity with regard to Ein Bo Yediya Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof Moisif Alein Shel Yom HaKippurim Shehu Mechaber Al HaTorah Shochas Atomic V'Al She'Ein Bo Yediya Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. And here's the new category, the al she'ein bo yediya b'tchila, avol yesh bo yediya b'sof. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yudah, the name of Rabbi Shimon, says that the Seir Yom Kippur is mechaper for these three categories. Amru lo, mahu shikrivu ze bozeh. What about offering one of them on one of the other time periods? Amar lahem hein. So this version of Rabbi Shimon says, yes, you can do that. Amar lo, im kein, you shel yom hakippurim kraven b'roshei chadoshim. I can understand that the Yom Kippur so'ir would be offered on Rosh Chodesh. Aval hech shel roshei chadoshim kraven b'yom hakippurim l'chaper kaporo she'ino shelo. How, though, can the Rosh Chodesh Korban be offered on Yom Kippur and expect it to mechaper, to atone for a form of tumah that it was not originally designed for? Omar lohem, kulon boyin lechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadosha. It is sufficient that they have in common this phenomenon or this aspect, that they're mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Mekadoshav, and that gives license to the even the Rosh Chodesh Soyer being offered on Yom Kippur. Continuing in the Mishnah, even though you see a slash mark, the slash mark indicates that which follows is not directly related to what was just discussed. However, we are continuing with the general realm of Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav and Korbonos. The Al Zodoin Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. Let us say a person with knowledge, while Tomei went into the Beis HaMikdash or ate sacrificial meat. Soir Hanase Bifnim V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaperin. We say that he can nevertheless achieve atonement through the Soyer Hanase Bifnim, the goat offering done on Yom Kippur, whose blood is brought into the Hechal. Al Shar Averos Shebatorah, Hakalois Vachamuros, Hazdoinois Vahashgogois, concerning other offenses in the Torah, heavy, light ones and heavy and severe ones, those done with knowledge and those done b'shogeg. Hoida v'loy hoida. Asay veloisa asay, krisus umisois based in 10 different categories. Soyer hamishtalech mechaper. This is a reference to the goat that was sent out of the Azora to the desert where it was pushed off a cliff. That's the soyer hamishtalech. It atones for these things. Echod Yisraelim vechod kohenim vechod kohen Moshuach. According to the Tanakhama of this section of the Mishnah, the Soyer HaMishtaleach has atonement capacity for all branches of the Jewish people, the Yisraelim and the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol as well. Ma bein Yisraelim leKohanim leKohen Moshuach. If you're saying that they're all included in the atonement capacity of the Soyer HaMishtaleach, where is there a difference between them? Elo shapar mechaper al kohen l'tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. With regard to Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, there, according to the Tanakhama, will one see a split between the Kohanim and the Yisraelim. As far as the Kohanim are concerned, their Kapora for Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav is accomplished through the par, through the cow offering that's offered on behalf of the Kohanim. And as far as the Yisraelim are concerned with Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, they do not receive atonement through the par. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shedam Hasoyer Nasa Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Kach Dam Hapar Mechaper Al Hakoyhanim. Kishem Shevidui Shel Soyer Hoshaleach Mechaper Al Yisrael, just like the confession that the Kohen Gadol recites before sending the Soyer HaMishtaleach out, that vidui, that confessional, serves as atonement for the Jewish people. Kach viduyo shel par mechaper al hakohanim. So too, the confessional recited over the par is responsible for the atonement of the kohanim. Let us glance at Rashi, who deals with Shitas Rabbi Shimon in light of that which preceded him. Rashi, we will be looking at, is at the beginning of the first wide line under the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lachlok bo al sheomer lamalo echad kehav echad Yisraelim shoven bekaporas shar averos m'sar m'shaleach. Rabbi Shimon is coming to argue with the linking together of Kehanim with Yisraelim and their atonement regarding the other list of averos, and the original position held that they I will continue in the Rashi, the ein chalukim bekaporas el betumas mikdash v'kadoshav, and according to that former opinion, the only difference between them, the kohanim and Israelim, was with regard to tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, but not with regard to the list of all the other offenses. The Ka'oma Rabbi Shimon, and then now enters Rabbi Shimon into the picture and says, Kishem Shata Moide Bidam Sarab Nimish Machaper Al Yisrael Kaporoso Boloshum Vidui El Kaporos Hazayas Adam. Just like your Moide, that with regard to Rabbi Shimon is addressing his he who argues and says, just like you concede that the blood of the Sora Pnimi, of the internal goat offering, atones for Yisrael without any additional vidui, the atonement being achieved, as Rashi says, Elo kaporas hazoya sadam, the atonement being achieved through the sprinkling of the blood, she'ein vidui the Sora Pnimi elo b'mishtaleach. The confessional with regard to the goat offerings is recited only over that which is sent out, the Sar Mishalech, but not the internal Soyer. And as far as the internal Soyer is concerned, it is Mechaper for Yisrael without any additional confessional. Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper B'lo Shum Vidui Al HaKehanim Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Similarly, the cow offering will serve as atonement for the Kehanim with regard to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, even though there is let's go over that point, even though there happens to be a vidui associated with it, but the atonement for the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is accomplished by the blood itself without the vidui. Aisrle vidui shalpar Bimkoim vidui shel sar mishaleach. In this scheme of things, the vidui, the confessional that's recited over the par, serves in the same capacity, in terms of what it works for, just like the vidui of the sar mishaleach. Lechaper ala kohanim b'shar averos. The vidui of the par, this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, serves as atonement for the Kehanim with regard to other violations. The Inlam Kapora B'Soyim Shaleach, according to this opinion, the Kehanim, this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, as is featured at the end of the Mishnah, the Kehanim have no atonement through the sent away goat offering. The sent away goat offering serves as Kapora only for Yisrael. As we said earlier, the details that serve to explain this Mishnah will be forthcoming as we go on through the Perek. But as far as we are concerned at this point, we will at this point conclude our Shi'ur for today.